Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
So if you're traveling for Thanksgiving and you're angry about the price at the pump, just buy an electric car. That's exactly what Joe Biden is now telling Americans who are angry over the price at the pump. And that's not all that is happening. Joe Biden seems to understand what's on the teleprompter when it comes to instructions and what's on the teleprompter that he's supposed to read. This is the guy who's in charge of our energy policy. Now, I'm going to play for you a quote at the White House from the president as he had nothing more than a Ron Burgundy moment. If you've ever watched Anchorman, you know what I'm talking about. He was reading a speech about gas prices off the teleprompter, trying to assure Americans that him releasing strategic oil reserves was going to make the price of gas go down, which guess what? It didn't. Price has actually gone up. Since he did this, he's at the mercy of OPEC. We all know that now. And he was trying to let you know before Thanksgiving, before he left early for Nantucket, that he was going to do something about the gas prices, a problem that he literally created. So Biden was there reading from the teleprompter. And at the very end, you're going to hear him read where it said in parentheses on the teleprompter, end of quote. He was reading a quote. It's not a joke. This is the commander-in-chief, the president of the United States of America, with another gaffe as he appears to read the instruction off the teleprompter.
And by the way, you may have heard the CEO of Walmart yesterday on the steps we've taken. He said, and I quote, "The combination of private enterprise and government working together has been really successful." He went on to say, "All the way through the supply chain, there's a lot of innovation. Because of the actions we've taken, things have begun to change." End of quote.
End of quote. Did you hear that at the very end? End of quote. Yeah, I'm gonna play that for you again. Just listen, it's amazing. End of quote.
End of quote. Change. End of quote.
End of quote. So he actually reads on the teleprompter where it says end of quote, telling him that he stopped reading the quote. And that's the guy that's supposed to be fixing all of our problems. So let's talk about these problems. We've got a supply chain issue right now. And basically, the Biden administration has now said supply chain be damned. The Biden administration doubling down now, saying they will require Canadian truck drivers to get vaccinated to cross the U.S. border, despite the fact that the supply chain across the United States continues to hurt American consumers with skyrocketing prices. Now, to make things worse, starting January the 22nd, the Biden administration will demand, will require non-resident truck drivers as well as government and emergency response officials to be fully vaccinated in order to cross the U.S. border. Now, if you come across the southern border, you do not have to be vaccinated. If you're an illegal immigrant and we catch you, we are not going to force you to get vaccinated, just so you know. But if you want to drive a truck across the border and do it the legal way, you must be fully vaccinated coming from Canada. Make any sense to you? Of course not, right? Senior administration officials said the requirement, which the White House previewed back in October, brings the rules for essential travelers in line with those that took effect earlier this month. They say for leisure travelers, unless you're an illegal immigrant, nothing applies to you. When the U.S. reopened its borders to fully vaccinated individuals, that's how the Star Tribune is spinning the story. Now, I say that to also remind you that Joe Biden's not the only stupid person in the White House right now. Joe Biden's energy secretary, the woman who's actually in charge of the energy sector, failed to answer the question, a simple question, about the oil industry. She was asked at the White House a simple question, and the energy secretary, the smartest people that you can find to be in a cabinet, couldn't answer this question.
There are various figures about this, so I'm curious if you know, how many barrels of oil does the U.S. consume per day?
Let me make sure you can hear that. How many barrels of oil does the U.S. consume a day? Now, if you're the energy secretary of the United States of America, that is a question you should know. I want to make this clear. I'm not trying to do like, you know, be annoying. All right. I'm a realist here. I don't expect to know the exact barrel count down to like the last barrel. But I do expect her to have a range like 5 million to 6 million barrels a day or 5 million to 5.5 million barrels a day. Whatever the number is, she should be able to at least round it and be in the ballpark of it. So the White House understands that there's a lot of Americans are upset right now with gas prices. They understand they all want to go home for Thanksgiving. They want to get to Nantucket early. They have the president talk about gas prices. He says, hey, let's take some of the oil from the oil reserves. We'll chunk it out to the marketplace because then at least people stop complaining about this around the Thanksgiving dinner table. And we'll have a White House briefing and we'll bring in the energy secretary. And the energy secretary of the United States of America under Joe Biden can't answer a basic question.
Barrels of oil does the U.S. consume per day?
I don't have that number in front of me.
So some suggest it's about 18 million, which would suggest you're releasing less than 3 days' worth of supply from the petroleum reserve.
She doesn't have that number, 18 million. So the reporter says, you guys just released a bunch of oil from the oil reserve, and it's about a three-day supply, which is going to have no impact on the market. And not only that, now the rest of the world knows that Joe Biden's energy secretary does not know how many barrels of oil the U.S. uses per day. And she admitted it. She didn't know off the top of her head how many barrels of oil the United States economy consumes per day. Quote, I don't have that number in front of me. I'm sorry, she replied when asked from a CBS reporter during the briefing. Now, CBS isn't trying to like, I get you, right? It's CBS. CBS reporter O'Keefe told the energy secretary the number was around 18 million and asked how Biden's decision to release 50 million barrels of oil from the strategic oil reserve would solve the problem of high gas prices that he promised were going to come down immediately. Energy secretary said that Biden would release the oil from the strategic oil reserve over a period of weeks and that it would be thoughtfully done to lower prices. OPEC laughed because 50 million barrels in the grand scheme of consumption is nothing. This is a joke. Okay, this is like trying to take a water hose to a 20-alarm fire. It's worthless. She also, the energy secretary, refused to detail a specific timeline for Americans to start experiencing lower gas prices, saying, quote, they were hopeful that it would help. Hopeful. They don't even know. Now, the other part about this, and I want you to think about the logic here. It is scary that you have an energy secretary that doesn't know what the average consumption of number of barrels per day in a country where then they decide to arbitrarily release 50 million barrels. This is insane. So you just randomly picked a number so that you could have a press conference before Thanksgiving so you could go on vacation early. That's what you did. That's what you have to offer here. That's what you did. Wow. Great work, guys. You guys are clearly on top of things. We got a president that doesn't even know when the quote ends, and they put up their end of quote, and he reads it in the teleprompter as end of quote. So he doesn't even realize that he's not supposed to read that part when he's reading from the teleprompter. And he's read from a teleprompter the majority of his life. He's losing his mind. He has no idea what's going on. He has no clue. It's ridiculous. Then you got an energy secretary that doesn't know what she's doing either. Doesn't even know the basic consumption of the number of barrels of oil in America. How do you not know that? How does someone not brief her on that? How do you not ask that question? If you're going to release 50 million barrels into the country, and this is only semantics, right? And we know that now. They picked a random arbitrary number. And they threw that number out there and they said, hey, here's a number. We'll chunk it out there, see what happens. And we'll go from there. We'll act like we're doing something even though we're not doing anything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back. It is the Ben Ferguson Show. It is nice to have you with us. Not only is the White House trying to pull this charade with, hey, we just released 3 days worth of oil and that's somehow going to fix all of your gas problems at the pump before Thanksgiving so you won't rip on this administration with your family when we all congregate for Thanksgiving, which they try to cancel, by the way, because of COVID-19 again. But they truly believe that you're going to be dumb enough to buy that this is actually doing something when it's not. Donald Trump did a send-out interview and got in on part of this. And here's what he had to say about the bigger problem, which is the Green New Deal that the Democrats are obsessed with, that Biden's trying to push through. And the fact that they've destroyed this country's energy independence overnight and undid everything that Trump actually did to give us low gas prices and energy independence.
Well, the new Green Deal is nonsense. It was conceived by AOC, who I don't think she ever studied the environment in college even, but it was just, I thought it was a hoax when it first came out. And, you know, they talked about cows originally and no windows in buildings and all sorts of things. So they've modified it a little bit, but you know where they want to go. But, you know, the Green New Deal, we're spending money and just like throwing it out the window. And we're allowing other countries under what's going to be passed to totally surpass us. You know, we have this great asset. It's called energy, gold. It's liquid gold. It's under our land. China doesn't have that. Other countries don't have that. And they're trying to take that away from us and give us wind. Well, wind is ruining our beautiful prairies and our beautiful fields and lands and everything else. And it's killing our birds. And it's the most expensive energy you can have. There's nothing even close. And those turbines are all made in China and in Germany. And it's ridiculous, frankly, and it's really hurting us. You see what happened in Texas, where the windmills froze, and they're sitting on top of natural gas, which costs almost nothing. You know, when you see those big flames on the top of the wells, those flames, that's energy that's being burned because we have so much of it. We became the number one producer in the world. We would have been, had I been rightfully elected, we would have been number one by a number that nobody's ever believed. In fact, we would have, at the end of my term, we would have been bigger than Russia. And if you take a look, Russia and Saudi Arabia combined, we were energy independent for the first time. I know you say in 70 some odd years, I think maybe ever, but we were energy independent, Sean. That was a great thing. I considered that a great achievement. We had ANWR in Alaska, which was approved. Which, thanks to Lisa Murkowski and a very bad decision she made, they ended that. They've been trying to get, this is the largest field perhaps in the world, perhaps bigger than Saudi Arabia, and they ended it. They've been trying to get it since Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan couldn't do it. I got it. And then they just ended it, the Biden administration. Gas was at gasoline, $1.83 or $1.86 when I left. A gallon, and now it's at $7.70 in California, in different places in California, and it's heading that way everywhere, and it's going to go a lot higher than that, and we're asking OPEC for help. We didn't need OPEC anymore.
We didn't need OPEC anymore. He's right, by the way. Now, Harris, just so you know, is also in on this hypocrisy, which the media is not going to talk about. Kamala Harris actually slammed Trump for refilling our oil reserves that now Joe Biden and the Harris administration literally just drained. That's right. Vice President Kamala Harris, and the media knows this, they could report on this, but they're not doing it on purpose. Her hypocrisy was on full display as President Joe Biden raided our oil reserves despite her having slammed President Trump in 2020 for refilling them when the oil prices were cheap. Quote, absolutely unacceptable. She said at the time that Trump is prioritizing and state and local governments, Harris tweeted in 2020 during the pandemic. Trump refilled the oil reserves during the pandemic when prices were three times less than Tuesday's price when she said this at $3.40 a gallon, according to Triple A. The low prices were threatening American producers' ability to compete with the deep pockets of OPEC, which have no interest in competing with American oil producers. The market, by the way, was unimpressed by the release of just 50 million barrels, but we now know how they came up with that number. They pulled it out of their rear ends. And the reason why they pulled it out of their rear ends the way that they did is because you have an energy secretary that doesn't even know how many barrels of oil we use in a day. She doesn't even know, folks. She has no idea. Can't tell you the answer to that. Doesn't know.
It's about this. I'm curious if you know, how many barrels of oil does the U.S. consume per day?
I don't have that number in front of me. Sorry.
So some suggest it's about 18 million, which would suggest you're releasing less than 3 days' worth of supply from the petroleum reserve.
Yeah, and that's exactly why the backfire has happened. Oil prices soared as the market rejected Biden administration's strategic reserve pull because they were like, oh my gosh, this is how stupid they are. They think they can just randomly drop 50 million barrels of oil and it's somehow going to affect the market. And the market realized that this guy has no clue how to stop the problem with rising oil prices. And proof of it is how meaningless the 50 million barrels actually is. So oil prices rose above $82 a barrel right after the Biden administration announced the U.S. and other nations would release tens of millions of barrels of oil from reserves in a ploy to lower prices. The price of Brent sweet crude the global benchmark rose by more than 3.3% following the announcement of the U.S. release 3 days supply, 50 million barrels from the Strategic Petroleum Reserves. China, India, South Korea, Japan, and Britain are also planning to release reserves, the White House claims. The price of West Texas Intermediate jumped more than 2.5% to $78.47 a barrel. The Biden administration's hope that the reserve release will tamp down the price of gasoline and combat inflation, which has become a major economic and political headache for this administration, randomly picked a number, had no idea what it would do, and just assumed that they could throw it out there and somehow it would fix the problem. It's not. Inflation has become widespread. In fact, it rose to its fastest pace in decades and appears to be accelerating even further. So Biden sends out a tweet saying, quote, today I'm announcing action to lower the cost of gas and oil for American families. The Department of Energy, the woman who doesn't even know what our daily consumption is, so has no understanding of why she picked 50 million barrels to release, will make available release of 50 million barrels of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserves to lower gas and oil prices for Americans. Didn't work because you guys don't even understand the business. Let's go back to Harris for a second. Once this straightens out and once you get some demand and then you're going to reduce supply a little bit, it'll equalize and be great again, Trump said in April of 2020 when he bought the oil dirt cheap for our petroleum reserves. We want to remain independent, Trump said at the time. And that is when you had Harris attack. Unacceptable that Trump would prioritize bailing out big oil. No, he bought the oil dirt cheap. He paid three times less than what we're paying right now for the same oil. You're welcome, Harris. The same oil that you and Biden are releasing is the same oil that he bought cheap that you criticized. I want to address another challenge that families are facing, and the one I think they're most focused on right now, high gas prices, Biden said during his live remarks. I'm announcing that the largest ever release in the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve to help provide the supply we need and recover from this pandemic. This has nothing to do, by the way, with the pandemic. Has everything to do with you guys taking away our ability to be energy independent so we are owned by OPEC. Kevin McCarthy said, quote, Vice President Harris opposed President Trump's decision to fill America's Strategic Petroleum Reserve, the very reserve that President Biden is exploiting for political convenience today. Utter hypocrisy, he tweeted out. Meanwhile, the Biden-Harris administration has sought to destroy the American energy independence during the supply chain crisis. In January, the administration canceled, when they took office, the Keystone Pipeline immediately, and currently determining whether to shut down another pipeline in Michigan. And instead of taking responsibility for the raging oil prices during this supply chain crisis, produced in large part by the Democrats' unemployment payments, the administration has accused oil companies of earning record high profits and attacking them. In fact, on Wednesday, Biden asked the Federal Trade Commission to, quote, investigate oil companies for anti-competitive behavior. So anytime you don't like what's going on, just investigate people and make up a boogeyman. Biden pleaded, I therefore ask the commission further examine what is happening with oil and gas markets, and that you bring all the commission's tools to bear if you uncover any wrongdoing, Biden pleaded. And if that's not enough, Biden has one more thing he wants you to know about. If you don't like high gas prices, you can save money if you buy an electric car. So there's that. Yeah. I know you don't like these gas prices. I get it. I'm sorry. But if you really want to save some money, you'd save a lot of money if you own an electric car. You're welcome. He said that while he was driving the $112,000, $595 electric Hummer pickup. He test drove at the General Motors factory in Detroit. For the hundreds of thousands of folks who bought one of those electric cars, they're going to save $800 to $1,000 in fuel costs this year, Biden said. The car only costs $112,000. No big deal. Everybody just go buy one. It's fine. That's their game plan, folks. Hope everyone, you will share this podcast. Let everybody know about this scumbag district attorney and what he's all about. We need to expose him and make sure everybody knows who this guy is and what the left is doing in supporting him. See you back here tomorrow.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.